Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The folks at NSA and other intelligence agencies are our neighbors. They're our friends and family. They've got electronic bank and medical records like everybody else. They have kids on Facebook and Instagram, and they know more than most of us the vulnerabilities to privacy that exist in a world where transactions are recorded and email and text and messages are stored, and even our movements can increasingly be tracked through the GPS on our phones.
Well, I'm glad to hear that the spies who are spying on all of us are our friends and neighbors. I feel much better. Of course, I'm trying to forget that in East Germany, the Stasi were Germans, and they were friends and neighbors of those that they threw into prison camps. And I'm trying to forget that in the ex-Soviet Union, it was Russian spying on Russian, and they were friends and neighbors of those that they arrested, killed, beat, or put into the gulag. So I feel better, though, because we Americans are better than the Russians and the East Germans. We know that. And none of the people who are doing the spying on us would ever dare violate any of our privacy rights, would they? Because Obama said so. And the love fest today was just so reassuring. I feel much better now that he stood up there and told us that we can, if we like our spying, we can keep it. I feel much better to hear that if we like our spy, we can keep her, because it may be our friend or neighbor. I mean, he said that we can keep our health care, our doctor, if we like him. Maybe now we'll hear tomorrow or on Monday that if you like your neighbor who is your spy, you can keep her. The fact of the matter is the Democrats are now finished as champions of civil liberties. They are liars. They have created a total police state. And whatever domestic monitoring may have begun under Bush has increased by an order of several magnitudes. There is no credibility whatsoever. He said the NSA will change. Liar. He says you can keep your insurance. Liar. He said you can keep your doctor. Liar. He said he had nothing to do with Benghazi. Liar. He says he's not in favor of amnesty. Liar. He said he didn't use the IRS to persecute people. Liar. He said that they had nothing to do with Fast and Furious. Liar. He said that there is global warming caused by man. Liar. Shall I go down the list? I mean, there's 100 different things that he has said that are pure lies. It's brought to you not by Obama, but by the party of liars, the Democrats. They're corrupt and they're evil. And now they've turned this into a police state. Now, I want to read you something about Obama's speech. But first, I want to ask you a question or two, because if you want to join the conversation on the Savage Nation, you can do so by dialing 855-400-7282. And if you get on the air, which is easy, really, if you can jump on fast enough, you will reach more people than you've met in your entire life. Question one, did Obama convince you the government is your friend? Question two, do you believe Obama will really defend your personal privacy? Question three, what do you most fear about government spying? What is it that you really fear? Phone number 855-400-7282. Here is a response to the president's speech today in the National Journal. And what he said was, this is a former CIA operative, according to the email that he sent to the National Journal. He said, I was old school Cold War CIA spook. Before Bill Clinton and Bush Jr., the NSA take was never shared outside the intel community. Now the majority of people analyzing NSA data are federal law enforcement to go after taxpayers, drug dealers, pedophiles and kiddie pornsters, alleged environmental regulation cheaters, and political profiling and targeting of political enemies. The fact is that the NSA is drowning in data, which means they lose focus on their real mission, which is finding foreign spies, assassins, saboteurs, stateless terrorists, and our American citizens who are traitors. They have lost focus. 90% of their database, according to Snowden briefing leaks so far, is targeting American citizens. It should be 90% targeting foreigners. That alone is prima facie evidence that they have lost focus on their real mission. The original NSA mission is vital in a lawless world where we are surrounded by inimical socialist and dictatorial nations, but it is not a license to pillage American citizens' civil rights. We are now the socialist, progressive, inimical nation state that treats their citizens as vassals. Prior to Bill Clinton's presidency, The IC did share a small amount of take with law enforcement officers, but that was rare and almost always unofficial. In my experience, it occurred only when a field op swept up a local serial killer or pedophile while going after a specific foreign intelligence services person. They never allowed local foreign law enforcement to rummage through NSA databases or task NSA assets, because what the NSA IC does on American soil, targeting entire swaths of American citizens, sweeping up the fish in a large net, is corrosive and destructive to the rule of law. Sharing this data with local police and the political class, who are amoral, narcissistic psychopaths, is a crime against the people. This alone makes this a police state operation. That was written by a former CIA operative to the National Journal article on Obama's lies today. The fact of the matter is nobody believes any of this. We're in very bad shape. And the one question that comes up in my mind over and over again, which is that all of this data collection is supposed to protect us and make us safer from Islamofascists. I ask one question. How did you not prevent the Boston bombing? Why did you not prevent the Fort Hood shooting? Nidal Hassan was signaling he was going to kill. You didn't stop him. The Sarnoff brothers in Boston were signaling what they were going to do. You didn't stop them. The underwear bomber, you didn't stop him. You failed to detect the New York City Times Square bomber. They're all Muslims. The fact of the matter is, our security is in the hands of a clueless Inspector Clouseau. The billions of records recorded and stored have no business being in the hands of these doofuses. God forbid they are not stopped. The Fourth Amendment protects you against unlawful search and seizure, not just search. I want to repeat that. Obama is a liar. The Fourth Amendment protects all of us against unlawful search and seizure, not just search. Even collecting these records is fundamentally illegal. This is about as basic an illegality as you can find. There are many things that they do that can be interpreted in various ways. But this goes against the direct wording of our Fourth Amendment, and yet people are appeased by this silk-smooth liar saying he's going to rein things in. This is not right. This is all wrong. The president is all wrong. The NSA is all wrong. The government is all wrong. It's all lying. And I'll ask you again, did Obama convince you the government is your friend? Do you believe Obama will really defend your personal privacy? What do you most fear about government control or spying? This is the Savage Nation. It's one man's opinion. I'm an American citizen. I have a right to my protections. This government is not protecting me. It's scaring me. And when the citizenry of when the citizens of a nation become the enemy of the government, it's time for you to understand that your government is not your government. They are a government not of the people, by the people, and of the people. They are a government against the people. Against the people. They're not a government of the people. When are you going to wake up? Does it take only a conservative or an independent to understand what we have become under this man? When are the liberals going to stand up and say enough is enough? When are we going to all have a million people in Washington, D.C. demanding this come to an end? The catastrophe is around the corner. We have been sold out. I didn't believe a word of what I heard today. I did not feel better from the speech today. I did not really think that he said that he was going to rein them in. I didn't feel for a second that the president was going to do anything at all, as a matter of fact. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? He said he was going to conduct some changes. What changes? There were no changes. First, the president called for all that data to be housed somewhere other than within the government. Who's going to get it? Google? The Google boys will get the data? Second, he said before the NSA can search the databases, it should obtain judicial approval. Who are the justices? Who are they going to get? Some other rotten lawyers that they have data on who will do anything they want? Like our Judge Roberts, who turned around on a dime, probably because they found something on him in the NSA catch-all? Let me repeat that, because I'm sick and tired of not saying it. The reason Justice Roberts turned on the American people and on his own findings and suddenly said Obamacare is legal, in my opinion, is related to this NSA spying. How do you like that? That's the way it looks to me. But then again, remember this, in addition to being a talk show host, I am a novelist. And so my mind tends to run into fantasy. So forgive me for letting my mind run to fantasy. But if I were writing the spy novel, I would say that they got something on a Supreme Court justice and had him do their bidding. You see, that's the way it works in fiction, not in real life. They would never do that in real life. 855-400-7282. 855-400-7282. How do you feel about Obama's speech today? How do you feel about it? WABC Ed, you're up on the Savage Nation. Fire away.
Listen, there has been no one that has looked at the political blackmail that can be derived from using the NSA database.
Well, I just said that I think Justice Roberts could have been a victim of that. Do you agree with me?
Absolutely. Totally.
And does it explain why the Republicans have suddenly become docile?
It does explain. It's behavioral finance. I'm an expert in behavioral finance. You take a look at the leadership of the Republican Party, and they act like they're terrified. 35 of the phone numbers that we use to surveil foreign leaders were given to the NSA by the administration. That should tell people, what are the people in the White House looking at? If you can't follow what Snowden did, how in God's name can you follow the people who are the clients of the NSA? The State Department, the Energy Department, the White
House. But Ed, don't you feel better hearing our president tell us that the NSA consists of our friends and neighbors? Doesn't that give you a warm, fuzzy feeling?
The use of those words is unnecessary.
Correct. That's right. It's one. Actually, that was the most eerie statement he made. These folks who do the spying are your friends and neighbors. That struck me as the most frightening of all of his statements, and that's when I knew it was all BS.
Exactly. He didn't have to say that. He's saying...
No, he didn't. What, I'm supposed to feel good that you're telling me that they wouldn't do anything that's unconstitutional because they're our friends and neighbors?
Well, I mean, you could say the same thing about the SS or any of the other people that have been against human rights for decades and centuries.
Right. Eastern Germany. Weren't the Germans spying on Germans? They were friends and neighbors of those people that they threw into secret police chambers. The Soviet Union. They were Russians spying on Russians. I mean, do you have to be an idiot to not understand what he said?
You don't. But the point is that the mainstream media has not looked at the second degree, meaning how can this information, Maxine Waters said, Obama's got this database, will keep us in power forever. When I heard her say that, that's the arrogance that one always hears from a second-term politician who won re-election.
Are you agreeing with most people who were saying that NSA's monitoring was never meant to thwart terrorist attacks under Obama? It was meant to control the citizenry?
And to win political power. That's what he's doing.
Don't you think that this entire program is simply meant to scare people into compliance, and it has nothing to do with protecting U.S. citizens? It's about controlling all of us and curtailing our freedoms?
Absolutely. Thank God for men like you.
Well, how much longer do you think I'm going to be able to say these things?
I hope you can say them. I hope our freedom is strong enough that we will allow independent voices to be heard.
Well, I don't know that that's possible. I have things to say that I can't say on the radio right now. Maybe in the coming days or weeks I will be able to disclose to you that I don't think this is going to go on much longer. I think that this man is so out of control and so drunk on his power that any voices that are independent will soon be disappeared legally now. No, I don't mean in any drastic way of being run off the road or, let us say, their car controlled through the computer chip and crashed into a tree. I mean that in ways that will be perfectly legal, the independent voices in the media will suddenly disappear. You won't even know it happened nor why, and you won't even be able to read about it. That's all I'm going to say. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, the only gold company Michael Savage trusts.
This is exactly the subject they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560.
At the dawn of our republic, a small secret surveillance committee born out of the Sons of Liberty was established in Boston. And the group's members included Paul Revere. At night, they would patrol the streets, reporting back any signs that the British were preparing raids against America's early patriots. Throughout American history, intelligence has helped secure our country and our freedoms.
It seems to me that the president just read something that contradicts everything he said the NSA stands for. Paul Revere was looking for foreign intelligence about foreigners, the British, not on American citizens. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you understand in reading what he just read, he contradicted the whole meaning of what he was trying to say? So let me quote something from one of my books, from Cicero, written in Rome in 42 BC. He said, a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face in their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. 42 B.C. Roman orator Marcus Cicero. I wrote it as the introduction to one of my books. I really suggest you pick up Trickle Down Tyranny and see what I've been trying to tell you, what's coming. Is it too late to stop the monster? Is Obama completely incompetent and that disconnected that he doesn't even know what his own government is doing? Or do you think he is lying to us again? What do you think is going on here? Something is wrong. I think it's all public relations. I think that I have to repeat to you that when a government turns the people into the enemy itself, the government can no longer be seen as a legitimate representative of the people, by the people, and for the people. There is something wrong here. They want you to shut your mouth. You are in grave danger. They're trying to push you into something you should not be baited. I want to repeat that. I'm warning you, they want a Reichstag fire event to declare martial law. This man knows no bounds. He comes from the communist left. And remember their motto, direct action by any means necessary. I read all of their literature. I know who they are. They want you to revolt. Don't do it.
Killing the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's more secure, but also because nothing in that initial review and nothing that I've learned since indicated that our intelligence community has sought to violate the law or is cavalier about the civil liberties of their fellow citizens.
That's a complete fabrication. They're doing everything upside down. 90% of the data collected is on American citizens who are guilty of nothing, when it was supposed to be 90% on foreigners trying to harm us. It's a reversal of reality. Moreover, it's eerie because Maxine Waters, and you know who she is, how creepy she is, Maxine Waters was a laughingstock until Obama became as powerful as he is, and now this laughingstock is coming out of the closet, so to speak, as the individual underneath that laughingstock. And she told Roland Martin the following. Maxine Waters said the president has put in place an organization with the kind of database that no one has ever seen before in life. That's going to be very, very powerful, Waters said. That database will have information about everything on every individual, on ways that it's never been done before, and whoever runs for president on the Democratic ticket has to deal with that. They're going to go down with that database and the concerns of those people because they can't get around it. And he's, meaning Obama, has been very smart. It's very powerful what he's leaving in place. Close quote. So even Maxine Waters was stumbling around trying to tell you that this total and absolute power that has seeped into the president's Oval Office has gotten totally out of control and is being used basically to control the citizenry, in plain English. It's as simple as that. I can ask you the same questions I've already asked you, but I don't need to because there's no way to get onto the show. I often say to you, give me 15 minutes and I'll give you America. If you've listened to the last 15 minutes of my show, you got America. You got the voice of America. You got the voice of an older American who's lived through many presidencies, and I'm telling you, we're not living in America anymore. We're living in a new reality. Can I say it's exactly like East Germany was? No. Can I say like it's the ex-Soviet Union? No. But there's a hybrid emerging that is extremely troublesome. And this hybrid is not of America. It's a hybrid that reflects the worst of the ex-Soviet Union in terms of its view of the citizens. The worst of the Eastern Bloc before the fall of the wall is emerging right here before your eyes, and you are going to be affected by it, my dear friend. Even if you're a dues-paying ACLU left-wing fanatic, you will pay for your sins. You have wrought this. You have sowed the wind with your insanity, and you're screaming about diversity, and you're screaming about affirmative action. We were told that when a person of color took office, we'd have a better nation, a fairer nation, a nation we could trust better, a man who was sensitive to the needs of people. Is that right? Is that what you have? Can we say these things? I just said it. How is it that a man of color, who should be more sensitive to what the enslavement of a people means, now exceeds the worst of the worst in terms of what he's doing to the citizenry? How is it possible? It's possible for many reasons. It's because there is no opposition party to speak of. There is no press anymore, either because they got data on all of those so-called journalists, or they never were worth anything to begin with, or they've taken jobs in the White House the way it was done in other dictatorships in order to triangulate them. We no longer have a fourth estate, we have a fifth column. I try to explain that many times on this show. Maybe I should do it again. I said it. It was original to my show. The fourth estate has become the fifth column. You have to know what the fourth estate means and what the fifth column means to understand that. Maybe I'll explain it later. The fourth estate, in simple terms, is the press, meaning the media. Its job, to act as a watchdog, not a lapdog. You honestly tell me that the press is acting as a watchdog? Or as a lapdog? Don't call me on it. It's an obvious question that even a seventh grader can understand and come up with an answer for. No, we're in very serious trouble because there is no opposition party to speak of and no press to speak of. It's the people versus the government. And the government is surrounded by, is one man surrounded by four horsewomen of the apocalypse. Now I'll take your calls right now on the Savage Nation. I'm sure you have something that you want to say. Let's start in San Francisco. KSFO James, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I do not believe one word of this doublespeak coming out of the mouth of Barack Hussein Obama. And as a matter of fact, it's not coming out of his mouth. It's coming out of his neck when he's talking. I do not believe for one second they're just going to push the delete button and delete all this metadata and just not use that as a political tool or whatever kind of tool.
Let's put it in simple terms. Let's call it like it is. He says that the NSA is used to protect us and it's kept us safe. How come he couldn't stop the Boston Marathon bombing?
How come he couldn't stop a lot of other terrorist activities? A lot of things that they haven't been able to accomplish. But
how come they didn't stop Major Nidal Hassan, who slaughtered 13 and wounded 50 others in the Fort Hood massacre? And how have they not yet found him guilty and executed him?
Thank you. There's many more examples, but
how come they didn't stop the underwear bomber? How come they didn't stop the Times Square terrorists? How come they didn't stop all of these Muslims from committing these acts or wanting to commit these acts under the Obama regime? How come?
Mr. Savage.
How come he's turned the NSA on the American people, not on those who would destroy the American people? The Democrat Party is responsible. It's a party of liars, haters, corruption, billions of dollars, cowards, racists, atheists. It's a party of pure evil. And you have to understand that there's not a Democrat amongst them who would dare stand up to this administration. You have to understand that this is all a scare tactic. The fact is the government is trying to intimidate you into shutting your mouth and not speaking out against the administration, no matter what it may do. It's all about intimidation of the citizenry, as far as I can tell. And the most telling of Obama's sound bites today is the one I played before. I have to play it again because it was so eerie, in the sense that I almost feel that the speechwriter snuck it in as a, what do they call it in the computer world, a Trojan horse. It's as though the speechwriter, whoever it was, wrote this in knowing that he would read it without even first thinking about it. And the Trojan horse part of the speech is heard in clip number two. Play that one again. Clip two, please.
That's of our republic. A small secret surveillance committee born out of the Sons of Liberty was established in Boston. And the group's members included Paul Revere. At night, they would patrol the streets, reporting back any signs that the British were preparing raids against America's early patriots. Throughout American history, intelligence has helped secure our country and our freedoms.
See, now that is such a 1984 lie. He twisted a fact of our history to support his situation. What do you mean a small secret? He actually stumbled on the words a small secret surveillance committee. If you listen carefully, I'm an expert on voice recognition. I would have been great working for the NSA. Fortunately for you, I don't. I'm an expert on voice recognition. I can hear things that you can't hear. I want you to just play that piece again and stop after the surveillance committee and listen to the president's voice.
At the dawn of our republic, a small secret surveillance committee...
He paused. He said, oh my God, why did I read that? Who wrote this for me? Who put this in here? I'd fire the speechwriter if I were him. Because Paul Revere and the secret surveillance committee was there to make certain that the British were not plotting to kill the colonists. The secret surveillance committee and Paul Revere were not there spying on Americans. They were spying on foreigners on our soil, the British, which is what the NSA was supposed to be doing. But in fact, Obama's turned it on his heels. He's using the NSA to spy on us. And no matter what the words are, this is very dangerous. Listen to clip number five now on the Savage Nation. Five.
Intelligence agencies cannot function without secrecy, which makes their work less subject to public debate. Yet there is an inevitable bias, not only within the intelligence community, but among all of us who are responsible for national security, to collect more information about the world, not less. So in the absence of institutional requirements for regular debate and oversight that is public as well as private or classified, the danger of government overreach becomes more acute.
Okay, so now he's becoming us. Now he's worried like we are about the NSA. That's what he's trying to show you, that he himself is concerned. He's one of us. He's just another citizen. Well, the fact is, he's not just another citizen. He's the leader of America and of the so-called free world. And if the NSA were so useful, they would have stopped the Tsarnaev brothers with the Boston bombing, the underwear bomber, and all the others that I mentioned. And they didn't. They didn't stop the Fort Hood massacre. Why didn't they stop it? The guy was signaling he was going to kill. He signed every one of his medical reports with Allah Akbar. You know, he was a Muslim major who was increasingly getting ready to kill fellow American soldiers, which he did. They didn't stop him. This is very dangerous. I believe this is nonsense. I believe that they're doing this to scare us. And I keep repeating, the NSA failed to prevent the Fort Hood shooting, the Boston bombers, the underwear bomber. They failed to detect the New York City Times Square bomber. They didn't do any of this. Why? Well, first of all of them were conducted by Muslims. They were conducted by Muslims. And by the way, the latter two, the underwear bomber and the New York City Times Square bombers, failed. Do you know why these attempts failed? Not because of the NSA. They failed because of local police. So which side is the National Security Agency on? What are they using these billions of records for? Now, many of you don't want to hear any more of this. You want to hear me become the balloon man and just make dirty jokes and talk about sexual things as they do on Sirius Radio, and they pass that off as the Fourth Estate. I can't do it, won't do it, don't have to do it. I've never used a dirty word in my entire 20-year radio career, and my ratings are very good, thank you very much. I don't have to go to the gutter like Chris Rock in order to reach the people. I start on the sidewalk and I talk on the sidewalk. I don't roll in pig dirt in order to attract the people and have them laugh at me. And let me tell you something else. This is no laughing matter. And I'll go a step further with you as the time goes on. You give me 15 minutes and I'll give you America. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The
Savage Nation.
Oh, how modern that is. So computer literate. So Twitter-like. So BlackBerry-ish. So with it.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Of our use of drones in the fight against terrorist networks, I believed a fresh examination of our surveillance programs was a necessary next step in our effort to get off the open-ended war footing that we've maintained since 9/11. And for these reasons, I indicated in a speech at the National Defense University last May that we needed a more robust public discussion about the balance between security and liberty. Of course, what I did not know at the time is that within weeks of my speech, an avalanche of unauthorized disclosures would spark controversies at home and abroad that have continued to this day.
You don't remember me.
Yep, he has tears on his pillow. He didn't know anything about it. What, me worry? Why, I'm shocked that they were doing this to the average citizen. Why, I'm going to step in and take control of it. Are you ready for what I'm about to disclose to you? It just came up on Drudge. Are you ready for who's going to review the NSA? Are you ready? Podesta, the left-wing mastermind, is going to lead the NSA review. This came up a minute ago. You heard me. President Barry Obama announced just moments ago that John Podesta, his new counselor and the political operative responsible for creating the institutional left-wing fanaticism in Washington, will be appointed to lead a comprehensive review of big data and privacy in the revelations about the NSA's electronic spying program. Now, remember, when he joined the White House last month, we were told Podesta's focus was going to be climate change, that he was going to run the climate change lie over the finish line. Well, now he's been tasked with, I guess, being the fox in the hen house. John Podesta, a left-wing fanatic, is going to lead the NSA review, and there's no independent counsel? Hey, Mr. Boehner, put down the ice cubes. Mr. Boehner, come out of the cloakroom. Mr. Boehner, it's time for you to stand up and be an opposition party. Stop being clink with the ice cubes.
What do you say? What do you say there? Who's that guy talking to me?
Can you believe this? Can you believe what I'm telling you just now in the Savage Nation? How in the world can you believe that this will be an honest and independent review when he's appointing a left-wing hitman to conduct this, the oversight? It's insane. Moreover, just yesterday, Eric Holder, our attorney general, said that you're not allowed to identify terrorists or potential terrorists by their religious affiliation. That was just 2 days ago. He gutted all of the agency's ability to investigate mosques, investigate Muslims, investigate people by their religious affiliation. It's unbelievable to me. And not only that, the Justice Department hired former terrorist defense lawyers inside of the Justice Department. Now they're banning religious profiling. So where does this end? I'll tell you how it ends. It gets worse, not better. Unless the Republican Party becomes a party again, we're finished, because there's no longer any opposition, so far as I can tell. And remember who was doing all of this. Do you remember who was doing this and who's behind it? A friend of mine in New York City just sent me an email. Hi, Michael. I'm here in New York City. I got in early today and listening on WABC. Wow, you sound sensational. Oh, my God, he writes, the unholiness, the man who ran on wanting a civilian police force bigger than the army. The unholy relationship of the police state, guns and cells, the IRS, Obamacare, and the NSA. It is a witch's brew of poison stew and such a monopoly on power, complete with handcuffs and medicines. In any case, I love hearing you on WABC at this hour here. Fantastic. Thanks, Doug. Much appreciated. I can only imagine what it feels like and sounds like in my old hometown. Got to make that trip one of these days, but I tend never to leave my new hometown. I really am a shut-in. The whole show comes out of one little space on a daily basis, me and the dog. You see, it's near a refrigerator. It's near the seagulls. It's near everything that a man basically needs. A desk, a refrigerator, a lamp, a microphone, and a toilet. So what more can a man want? And so, therefore, I will return in a few minutes. You give me 15 minutes, and I'll give you America. It's the Savage Nation. Got to grab that train, but remember, this is not the end of the show. It's just the beginning of the first hour of the second hour.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The president has put in place an organization that contains the kind of database that no one has ever seen before in life. That's going to be very, very powerful. And whoever...
In terms of the Organizing for America, that he's now shifting to become a 501c4.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And that database will have information about everything on every individual in ways that it's never been done before. And whoever runs for president on the Democratic ticket have to deal with that.
The folks at NSA and other intelligence agencies are our neighbors. They're our friends and family. They've got electronic bank and medical records like everybody else. They have kids on Facebook and Instagram. And they know more than most of us the vulnerabilities to privacy that exist in a world where transactions are recorded and email and text and messages are stored. Mm. And even our movements can increasingly be tracked through the GPS on our phones.
Boy, are we melting down rapidly. We are melting down like a candle in a... Well, I'll stop right there. It's a family show. I was going to say The Wolf of Wall Street, but I don't want to make any references to that movie and candles. I would rather refer to candles and churches. But when I tell you who Obama just picked to lead the NSA probe, you're going to know that it's the proverbial fox in a hen house. You'll know it's the ex-Soviet Union. You'll know it's the ex-East German Stasi police. You'll know it's Argentina before the generals took people off the streets. You'll know that we've lost everything because there's no independent counsel. A rational, sane nation that wanted to prove it was still a democracy would say, hey, we understand to other world leaders your concern that we're going to have an independent counsel get to the bottom of this. But he didn't say that. You know who he picked? Obama picked a Soros crony to lead the NSA probe. That's on the Drudge Report right now. He picked none other than John Podesta. Podesta, if you don't know who he is the founder of the illiberal Center for American Progress. Podesta's group has gotten $7.3 million from illiberal billionaires like George Soros. Podesta had one of the keystone liberal think tanks that was founded after the Dems lost the 2004 election. And Obama has picked Podesta to be the leader into looking how the government can do a better job of spying on the American people while saying they're not spying on the American people. So now the radical left has not only introduced a Stasi-like state, they're telling us they're going to make sure the Stasi-like state is not as bad as we fear it is. Mr. Fox, you have been selected to lead the investigation into Mrs. Henhouse's break-ins. How do you feel today knowing that Obama not only gave this speech, which promised little and gave nothing, but now we learn within an hour of the speech that he selected John Podesta to do the investigation? 855-407-282. It's the Savage Nation. Now, we also have something else for you that is eerie, and that was a speech that Obama gave before he became president about a private national security force. Did we have that, guys? Did we actually find it? I'm going to play it in a minute. Here is a president who now has information on every one of us, on every politician, on every journalist, on every world leader. They've been using it against all of us and against every world leader and against every politician and against every justice in the land to curtail them and frighten them into submission. And now we have a president who just might do the impossible and the unthinkable. I want you to listen to this following clip.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Now, if you couple that with the fact that he's purged the military of most of its top combat commanders, including 34 officers in the nuclear command just the other day on trumped-up charges, and then you ask yourself, who is he putting into our nuclear silos to press the buttons and why? Or is he ever going to put anyone in there? Is he going to fill it with Black Panthers or members of ACORN? Who's going to be put in there? If he fires the guys who actually know how to run the nuclear bunkers, who's going to replace them? How could he just summarily throw out 34 men on trumped-up charges after firing one general after another who just might have stood up to something that's about to take place right under our noses? What would you think would happen if Obama announced with another flowery speech in his great voice that for the sake of national security, he's creating a national security force of police that answers only to him because that will make it safer for you? That we can't trust those ornery police in your neighborhood. We can't trust those ornery police in the government because many of them were there before he got there. So he's going to create a police force of people he knows are trustworthy. They will become his own social security force, so to speak, or national security force, if you want to put it that way. I use social security for the initials only. I mean, you want to talk about it, or you think this is too far afield? Is this too far afield from reality? Could he do this? Who would stop him? Where is the opposition? People are asking. WABC John, you're on the Savage Nation. Fire away.
Michael, you're a genius. I just want to tell you, you predicted something last year. It was about Israel. I said they would have to attack Iran. You said, no, John, these people will be hit by 400 missiles. And it came true 2 days later. You're a genius, Michael. Everything you're talking about today, it's going to happen. It's coming through. The book you're writing, that a civil war is coming.
My book title, which I'm still trying to lobby my publisher to use because they're afraid of using it, the title is How to Stop the Coming Civil War, The Savage Truth. It's a big book. It's from a major publisher. It'll be out in October, but it's not even listed anywhere. I'm not selling the book. I'm telling you what I fear.
Exactly. You're right on the money, Michael. You're Radio Free America, Michael. You're number one. Number one.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, but unfortunately, like Paul Revere, it may not end well. I'm not a silversmith. 855-400-7282. I mean, I have no fallback. If they cut the mic, or let us put it to you another way, let us say they cut off free speech in America for reasons that we wouldn't even understand, they can do anything they want. They have total power. They have absolute power right now. There's no opposition party. Where is the opposition? Heather is asking in Jacksonville, Florida, on WFTL in Florida. Actually, FTL is in Fort Lauderdale. Heather, welcome. Fire away. State your piece.
Thank you, Michael. How are you?
What's on your mind?
I've been listening to you every night and going to bed with you, but if you could speak to a larger audience during the day, I am thrilled to find out that you're on this time slot. We don't seem to be educating the people, or they're not believing what's going on, and I'm outraged, and I'm just one voice. You know,
You're asking where is the outrage, right?
Oh, I know where the outrage is, and as everybody I talk to that feels the same way I do about what's going on. We put elected officials in there to go to sleep. It's like the, you know, the House representatives have been drugged. I hate their complacency and their silence.
Yeah, I believe that they are on drugs, and I've called for them peeing in a cup for years now. If the average American worker has to pee in a cup to get a job in a corporation, why shouldn't the so-called representatives of the people have to do the same? I'd like to know what drugs they're on. It might explain a lot of things, but let's put that aside for a minute. Again, I want to explain what I said to you earlier. The Fourth Estate, the press, was supposed to be a watchdog. It's become a lapdog. That we know. There's no need to beat that up. We've all heard it. So, what do I mean? Here is one of the exam questions that will be on your first quarter exam coming up in February on the Savage graduate exam. What does Dr. Savage mean when he says the Fourth Estate has become the fifth column? Now, I can answer that myself, and you can take notes. I'll make it very simple. You don't have to go beyond college or high school to figure this out. The Fourth Estate refers to the press. But what's the fifth column? Most people don't know what a fifth column is. During the Spanish Civil War, there was a Spanish general, and he was marching with his loyal troops. And he noticed that within his loyal troops, there was a Trojan horse brigade that had slipped in. The fifth column was that group of troops that were not loyal to that Spanish general. They were, in fact, troops loyal to the enemy. They had put on the uniform of that army, of that Spanish general's army, and they marched as a fifth column, pretending they were part of that loyal army, but in fact they were marching on behalf of the enemy. That's the fifth column. So when I say the Fourth Estate has become the fifth column, you can pretty much figure out exactly what I mean. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation. Give me 15 minutes and I'll give you America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
As the nation that developed the Internet, the world expects us to ensure that the digital revolution works as a tool for individual empowerment, not government control. Having faced down the dangers of totalitarianism and fascism and communism, the world expects us to stand up for the principle that every person has the right to think and write and form relationships freely.
I feel good about that. I feel that he's on my side. I will sleep better tonight. I will no longer have the nightmares I'm having about an overly intrusive federal government. I feel much better knowing that he understands that fascism had been our enemy. I feel much better knowing that he knows that communism had been our enemy. And I'm feeling much better that the commander-in-chief knows that every person has the right to think and write and form relationships freely. Of course, that's, as you well know, referring only to his number one constituency. He equates the freedom to write and think with the freedom to form relationships as though they're on an equal footing. But that's okay. That's what happens with moral equivalencies in the mind of those who have no morality nor equivalencies. But the fact is that we're in more danger today than we were yesterday because the speech he gave didn't promise anything. He said he would revise it, he'd look into it, the 200 million text messages per day that they're screening are not good, they're not right, but they're done by our neighbors and friends. He didn't know about the extent of the surveillance, and that he's putting in a left-wing mastermind, Mr. Podesta, to lead the NSA review, and Podesta's a good friend of George Soros, who is now trying to run the American media. George Soros is step-by-step taking over the American electronic media, and of course George Soros is probably the man who put Barack Obama in the White House. If I had to pick one person who's pulling the strings, it's that madman. He's the craziest, most dangerous man on the planet, in my estimation. The most powerful, most dangerous man, in my estimation, this country has ever faced, is George Soros. Now, I have written novels, so I tend to run towards fantasy, so you'll have to forgive me, like you would forgive a child, a favorite child, his excesses. Please forgive my excesses. These things I am saying today are just those of a fiction writer. Nothing that I say to you is hinged upon the truth, because we all know that Obama means well. We all know that he's a good family man. We all know that he's a constitutional lawyer. We all know that he means us no harm. We all know that he's one of us. We all know that he's shocked to find out that these text messages that are being swept up in the untargeted global suite are as shocked to him as they are to us. We all know that he's going to rein it in. And we all know that the good man, Mr. Podesta, will come to our aid because he's a good friend of George Soros. And we all know that. And so forgive me my excesses of fear and paranoia. 855-407-282, KSFO, Vic, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi there, Dr. Savage. You are a national treasure. I love the way you think and your logic. You mentioned something about the, I've been listening to you since your KGO day, so it's been a...
You listened 20 years now? That's amazing.
From here and on. But at any rate, it's been a pleasure to listen to you.
Thank you. Well, you know, it is 20 years. That's a long time.
Yeah, yes it is. We've been fortunate to have you out here. At any rate, you mentioned something about a police that dedicated by, you know...
A civilian national security force, just as powerful, just as well-funded as the United States military. That was Obama's dream from before the time he was president. He gave a speech on that.
Well, I contend that we already have that, and that is called PSA. They have the financial backing. They abide by different rules. They have a police task force that is...
You're referring to the TSA, the Touch, Snatch, and Grab organization?
Exactly. And I think that's, you know, that from here in November it's going to get pretty ugly because they...
So you think he's going to arm the TSA force and they're going to become our national security force that answers only to him?
You watch. Yeah, that's a possibility. But
well, we have to be protected from the evil terrorists. And we all know that the terrorists are not at all... affiliated with any single religion, except perhaps fundamentalist Christianity. We know that an Italian grandmother who goes to church three times a day could just as easily become a bomb maker and a bomb taker as a Muslim from Sudan We know that there's no reason to prejudge Muslims from the Sudan or from any of the other African countries, because in doing so, we'd be not only racist, but we would be doing things that are illegal. We'd be using religion as a weapon against these people. And so I think that elderly Italian grandmothers, in fact, Irish grandmothers, could be a suspect as well. There was once a lot of bombings in Ireland. It could be these grandmothers are fronts for the old IRA. You never know. And that's why Eric Holder is correct in saying we should not use religion as an organizing principle in assigning our police resources. It should be a random look for criminals. That's why when you pick up your local rag, your newspaper, the first thing you as an American citizen ask, let's say he's a curious citizen, whenever there's a crime mentioned, carjacking, a rape, a murder, first thing you look is search for the name and you want to know the race. It's human. You want to know white, black, whatever. That's what you want to know. That's what you look for. Don't tell me you don't, because I know the human mind. And it's not in there anymore. Unless they're blonde, blue-eyed, and they wear a cross on their chest. Then it's shown, a picture of them is shown, and they go to the mother's house showing her praying. But other than that, you can't find the race of a perpetrator in America, because there's no longer a press. Because the Fourth Estate has become the fifth column. Do you understand what I mean now? I'm giving you a practical example for the short answer version of the midterm exams that you're going to have, which is really going to be an essay exam. It's coming up faster than you think, so boys and girls, you ought to be glad there's no snow up here in California. If you waste your weekend skiing, you better be studying some of the savage books like Trickle Down Tyranny and Trickle Up Poverty. 855-407-2282. I could say to you I'm having a good time, which I'm not. I could say I'm having a bad time, which I'm not. I'm just having a time. I saw an article the other day that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about directly, but maybe it does. Comedians have psychotic personality traits, study finds. Having an unusual personality structure could be the secret to making other people laugh, scientists said. After research showed that comedians have high levels of psychotic personality traits, said, they're going to treat my sense of humor now? Is that what's coming next? A pill to stop a sense of humor so I look like a guy who works in an insurance company? They recruited 523 comedians, and they found that they have unusual traits to make you laugh. And I can guarantee you there's a drug around the corner.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage.
Either they're crazy, super crazy, or totally insane. Most people who are legitimate and sane don't go into politics.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
At the dawn of our republic, a small secret surveillance committee born out of the Sons of Liberty was established in Boston. And the group's members included Paul Revere. At night, they would patrol the streets, reporting back any signs that the British were preparing raids against America's early patriots. Throughout American history, intelligence has helped secure our country and our freedoms.
Well, that's a faulty analogy. In fact, it undermines the entire argument for the NSA, because the NSA is supposed to be spying on potential foreign enemies, not on the citizens themselves. So whoever put that in there may actually be sending out a warning to us like a message in a bottle. Whoever the speechwriter is will be fired. That was a piece of malware that they put into Obama's speech. As sure as I'm sitting here, it shouldn't have been in there. Nobody vetted this speech. Trust me, I know what I'm saying, because he stumbled on it. He said, he paused as if to say, holy God, Sons of Liberty? Patriots? How can I say those things? We're none of those. We don't stand for that. Every American citizen is a potential terrorist to me. Anyone who doesn't vote Democrat is a terrorist. Anyone who doesn't support me and my one-man rule is a potential terrorist. Because I am the supreme leader, and I know what's good for you. Because I am always right, because I am Barack Obama. Now, why is it that I would say things like this on a national radio show? Do you think I have such feelings against the man? I don't know the man. I never met the man. I have such feelings against his ideas and against his policies. I don't know who Barack Obama is, but if you actually look at his ideals, his ideas, and his policies, they're all anti-American. There's nothing that the man has done that is in accord with our history or our freedoms or our liberty. Nothing. Everything he does is an imposition upon us and telling us do it or else. And so therefore, again, we come to the same conclusion today, NSA. It's not going to rein it in. We knew that from his speech. He was just double-talking us. In fact, we knew it within an hour when he appointed John Podesta, a Soros crony, a left-wing mastermind, to be the fox inside the chicken coop. I don't believe a word anymore, do you? If you do, well, then you deserve the kind of government you already have. I want to go back to the comedians have psychotic personality traits for a little comedy relief, because this is just hilarious to show you how sick the psychiatric profession has become. And they said that having an unusual personality structure could be the secret to making other people laugh, scientists said on Thursday, after research showed that comedians have high levels of psychotic personality traits. And then they define what a psychotic personality traits. And it was published in the so-called British Journal of Psychiatry. And they analyzed comedians from Australia, Britain, and the U.S. And these comedians scored significantly higher on four types of psychotic characteristics. Here they are. These traits included a tendency towards impulsive or antisocial behavior. I don't know what that means. What, anyone who doesn't sit still too long? A tendency to avoid intimacy. What does that actually mean? Then the psychiatrists are all nuts, write this. The creative elements needed to produce humor are strikingly similar to those characterizing the cognitive style of people with psychosis. Both schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, said Gordon Claridge of the so-called University of Oxford, so-called Department of Experimental Psychology, who apparently led the study. I mean, he's crazier than everybody to take a comedian and say he's nuts because he can make you laugh. But there's a bit additional behavior. Manic thinking, which is common in people with bipolar disorder, may help people combine ideas to form new original humorous connections. Well, that should be treated. That should go into the DSM. If you have manic thinking, that should be a new disorder in the DSM. And here are some of the other attributes of a comedian. Unusual experiences, such as belief in telepathy and paranormal events. Cognitive disorganization, such as difficulty in focusing thoughts. Introvertive anhedonia, that's the reduced ability to feel social and physical pleasure. And, quote, impulsive nonconformity, or tendency towards impulsive antisocial behavior. We are now moving into the ex-Soviet Union, where anyone who disagreed with the government was considered psychotic and put into a state mental hospital and forcibly medicated. That's what this is all about. This is an attempt, again, for mind control, social control. I don't want to read anymore. Let's see. The researchers found that comedians score significantly higher on all four types of psychotic personality traits. High scores for impulsive nonconformity and introverted personality traits. The actors scored higher in the general group on three types, but did not display high levels of introverted personality traits. Okay. We can't make more of it than it is. The psychiatric profession is now moving hand in glove with the New World Order, the One World Government, the desire to crush your personality and smash you into a flat line that never asks a question and doesn't question authority. Therefore, I say you should go to a shooting range this weekend and make sure that your Glock or your rifle is functioning properly. I think it's time to make sure that those paper targets can be hit square on. And then you can find out if you're a personality who should even shoot a gun. Because it's good to know how to shoot a gun, since we're Americans and we believe in guns. You know what's interesting about this whole gun control thing? This lunatic, Harvey Weinstein and Meryl Streep, two of the most fetid individuals in the history of the human race. Harvey Weinstein is the epitome of the evil Hollywood producer. The most evil, fetid human being you could imagine looks like him. If I were to typecast an evil producer who robs from people, steals from people, and then produces movies that are filled with violence and pornography, and then lectures against guns and such, and then says he's going to make a movie against the National Rifle Association, I would cast Harvey Weinstein in that role. But he cast himself in it. He doesn't even realize it. So what's going to happen when Weinstein makes that movie attacking the national? He says, you'll be wishing you were dead, he said to the NRA. When I and Meryl Streep get through with you with our movie, you'll wish you were dead. Now, Weinstein is one of Obama's favorite pets. Obama invites Weinstein to the White House and has him entertain him. He has Harvey do entertainment acts for him. He has him act like a human being once in a while. He likes to see Harvey Weinstein in a tuxedo because he likes to see how people like that can ever fit into a tuxedo. He likes to see Harvey Weinstein try to eat with a fork. I would imagine he enjoys seeing Harvey Weinstein trying to drink from a glass, a delicate glass, without breaking the glass in his teeth. And so I'm sure that Michelle and the president get a great kick out of the personality of Harvey Weinstein, who probably thinks he's loved. So now he's going to go out and think he's going to get more love from Obama. Here's a man who made the Kill Bill movies. Here's the man who works with the other vile, psychotic creature from Hollywood, whose name I won't mention, who makes one movie after another that show dismemberment, torture, mutilation, mass murder, random shootings, a gun in every scene. And now he's going to lecture us that we shouldn't have our guns because it's not part of our tradition. The movie will fail. Like all other preachy left-wing movies, nobody will go to it. It will lose money, but they will gain credence amongst the drug addicts at the Academy Awards, who they control. All of the alcoholics and drug addicts at the Academy Awards will applaud them, probably for 2 to 3 minutes. Meryl Streep is going to be in it. She was a has-been 20 years ago. And so that's neither here nor there. I can't wait for the movie, frankly. I can't wait to see it bomb. What else is in the news that I should talk about? Let's see. NSA steals 200 million text messages a day. There's no bigger story. No bigger story other than the drought in California, the worst in forever. Perhaps the worst since records began. We have summer now in the winter. Although there's a little hope, and I'm going to make a prediction now. Well, okay, it's not a prediction. I know the history of California's weather because I've lived here since 1974. We've had dry Januaries, never as dry as this, admittedly. Okay? We usually get walloped with our big storms in February. Massive storms. Avalanche-level storms. Rain, snow. I'm hoping it happens. I suspect that Mother Nature will correct this. And if not, she'll correct it next year. There are cycles in a Mediterranean climate. By the way, has Jerry Brown forgotten we live in a Mediterranean climate? Does he know what a Mediterranean climate is? Does anyone remember the words Mediterranean and climate put together? This is a Mediterranean climate. It runs in cycles. So I suspect Mother Nature will correct herself, whether it's this year or next. And don't panic over it. That's number two, the weather. 855-407-282. What do you think of Obama's speech? Did Obama convince you that he is on your side? Did Obama convince you that he's going to really defend your personal privacy? What do you most fear about government spying? 855-407-282. Go to michaelsavage.com. Read the book. Buy the floor mat. Buy the toupee. Are they selling toupees yet to conservatives with a copy of the Bill of Rights on the inside? When you pull it off your head and the glue breaks off, if you peel away the glue, there's a copy of the Bill of Rights with a picture of George Washington crossing the Delaware. Because that's coming next. I don't know how many products these people can sell you while telling you they're on your side. They're as good as Obama is in terms of getting a message across. I think I'm the only host in the country who doesn't have any personal products for sale. Maybe I should have. Who is calling me now? I'm going to kill this person. You want to hear me curse someone out for calling me while I'm on the air? I'm tempted to do this. Shall I do this? Wait, I'm going to take a call on the air. Who's calling? Oh, I can't curse him. I like him, but he should know better. 855-407-282. Tim in Pensacola on WCOA. Tim, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael, I heard you talking about the missile crew members getting busted up in the northern tier bases. And it was interesting theory and made me think quite a bit. I used to be a crew member, missile launch officer down in Titan II missiles in Tucson, Arizona. And those people manning those missile silos, you got to remember they're just kids, first and second lieutenants, real young. And they're surrounded by legalized pot now, and this whole investigation started with a pot investigation.
So you think that they're smoking dope in the silos? Is that it?
Say again?
You think they're smoking dope in the nuclear silos?
Oh, no, I don't think they're doing that. They're doing it at home, probably.
Oh, so what? You mean they were... Obama fired the leader of it, saying he got drunk in Russia on his day off. That, to me, looks like a purge, like an invented story. Now he fires 34 officers, but what is your allegation here, or your supposition, really? What do you mean, marijuana? What does marijuana have to do with it?
We got the cheating scandal. We're talking about different things. You got the kids and the missile silos, and then you got the flag officers that he's been purging for a while. The kids and the missile silos, I understand it started with a drug investigation, and they found out they were cheating on their monthly written tests.
So who's he going to replace them with? Members of ACORN or members of the TSA? How many people know how to run those things?
They got a lot of day staff, instructors, and evaluators sitting around just working days. They'll make them work swings and midnight shifts.
Oh, well, I feel much better. As long as they can launch a missile against we the people, we're safe. Because you got to stop those damn terrorists somehow, Tim.
Now, the flag officer deal, the generals, that has me a little puzzled, too. It looks like they're finding any excuse to get rid of those. There could be...
Tim, listen, I want to go back to Benghazi for one quick minute. I know it's an old story, but an important one. Do you remember that four generals were fired within a few weeks of the Benghazi scandal?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the highest ranking African American general who had served over 30 years with distinction, his name was General Ward, if I remember correctly, was also dismissed, and there's only one reason for that, and that is because they were afraid these generals would testify that they were ready, willing, and able to provide support for the people who were under siege, and they were told to stand down by someone in the White House, and as a result, they were fired and told in no uncertain terms, in my estimation, shut your mouth, go away, dummy up, you'll get your pension, otherwise you'll get nothing, and that's what I think happened. It's the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-407-282. We're talking, of course, about the stealing of your personal privacy by your government. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, the only gold company Michael Savage trusts. Hot Talk 560.
The lesson of the American Revolution that the president, I think, misunderstands is that we were upset about British soldiers writing their own general warrants, like national security letters, that allowed them to go into the colonialist house and look at their papers. We didn't like that. So we wrote the Fourth Amendment to say warrants have to be individualized. They have to name specifically the person and the place. We didn't want a dragnet where everybody's information was held, whether it's held by the government or a private entity. I'm not so sure I'm more or less concerned by having a private entity. Who are we going to hire? Eric Snowden's contractor?
That, of course, is Rand Paul. He's the only one who said anything that made sense in reaction to the president's speech today on the spying scandal that will not go away, the spying scandal that must come in from the cold. It's time, believe me. 855-407-282 is the Savage Nation. It's a crazy world we're living in. Many people are depressed, anxious, freaked out. They sense this man is devious. They sense this man is a, if not a crypto dictator. There's something wrong with the picture. They sense that there's no longer a series of checks and balances. They don't sleep at night. They feel that there's no one looking out for their interests. They feel the government is everywhere. They don't understand the disparity in levels of personal freedom between the government and the people. And so the country is in a state of shock right now, and it's going to get worse, not better. Because Obama, after giving this flowery speech, which you almost wanted to believe him, I got to tell you something. He is still such a great speaker that although I doubt him because of his background and his foreground, I listened to him and I wanted to believe him. I'm actually a trusting man. I'm not that cynical. I want to believe in my president. I want to believe he's a good man who cares about these things, but I can't. Why? Because within an hour of the speech telling me not to worry, he's going to check into it. He appoints a left-wing fanatic, a crony of George Soros, to lead the NSA review. End the story. Closed case. Goodbye. Let's move on. Lexington. Lexington. I hope it's Kentucky. I don't know where Lexington is. Sam, you're calling the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Sam?
Mr. Savage, I enjoy your show. You're true and you're entertaining. What I was going to mention was earlier you played a clip of Obama speaking, and he said this country basically has fought against totalitarianism, fascism, and communism. But you notice this, sometimes it's not what you say, it's what you don't say. He didn't say socialism, did he? So
okay, I get the differential. I truly do. I truly do. In fact, I have to quote myself again just so you know where I'm coming from. My last bestseller, Trickle Down Tyranny, has a subtitle, Crushing Obama's Dream of the Socialist States of America. Well, we didn't crush it, did we? It's come back like a Frankenstein, a roaring Frankenstein. And as Lord Acton said, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. I believe this presidency is an example, a pure example of Lord Acton's fears. It's absolute power that is corrupted absolutely. And this is a dangerous time that we're living in. Oh, here comes the train. Oh, it gets in so early now. Well, I think I'll go aboard and order a ham sandwich, and I'll buy guns and ammo and open up my other magazines as I get on the train to take a nice ride. I have Yachting Magazine, I have Car and Driver, I have that big fat car magazine that I've been saving up, I have Motorboat, Powerboat, Wooden Boat, Your Boat, My Boat, His Boat, all aboard.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Individual freedom is the wellspring of human progress. Those values make us who we are. And because of the strength of our own democracy, we should not shy away from high expectations. For more than two centuries, our Constitution has weathered every type of change because we've been willing to defend it. And because we've been willing to question the actions that have been taken in its defense. Today's no different. I believe we can meet high expectations. Together, let us chart a way forward that secures the life of our nation while preserving the liberties that make our nation worth fighting for.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a man. It's been a hard day's night.
It is the Savage Nation. Turn it off already. I'm not a big Beatles fan. We thought it would be funny, but the truth is there's nothing funny here. This is enough to destroy a comedian's sense of humor, what this guy's doing to us. This guy could turn all comedians into psychotics, where they actually go in and beg to be treated. It's so bad what he's doing to us. It's worse than the drought in California, what he's doing to us. I mean, look, let's be realistic. If you believe the word he said, which you want to do, I wanted to believe in him. I like his speeches. He looks good, nice, thin guy, good shape, has a BlackBerry, runs, has a family. Speaks well, beautiful voice. I mean, I'm in the voice business. I mean, his voice is thunderous, deep, basso, beautiful, gifted rhetorician. You can see how he can become a politician and get so far. He's president, after all. And I want to believe in my presidency. After all, I'm a former Boy Scout. But the minute the speech was over, I turned and looked, and he appointed a left-wing fanatic, a crony of George Soros, to lead the NSA review. So I can't believe what he said. I don't believe the government is my friend anymore. I don't believe Obama will defend my personal privacy. And I fear the government. I mean, if he said, if you like your personal spy, you can keep your personal spy. I mean, he did tell us that they're our friends and neighbors. I love that one. Neil, could you play that one again, the friends and neighbors, that they really are friends and neighbors? That clip one?
That's the folks at NSA and other intelligence agencies are our neighbors. They're our friends.
I feel better. So you mean in the Soviet Union when they had a firing squad and it was Russian shooting Russian, they felt better as the bullet pierced their body because it was Russians with guns who were shooting them? And in East Germany when it was the Stasi spying on their neighbors and friends, it was a friendly sort of spying because they were friends, not enemies? That's some definition of my neighbors and friends. How do you like that? If you care to comment on this, the phone number is 855-407-282. There are other stories I haven't gotten to that I want to get to. We have great, great callers. Great callers, by the way. ABC Jim, you're on the Savage Nation from New York City. WABC, go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. Thanks for taking the call. I'm a new listener, and I wanted to thank you, really, for opening my eyes and allowing me to stop drinking the establishment Republican Kool-Aid. And the comment is on what you had mentioned before about when you ran the quibble about the president saying that we need a civilian police force.
Yes.
I believe that I'm scared because I believe that that police force is already here.
The IRS, the TSA, and all of the the civilian branches of government that have police powers are already Obama's private national security force, in essence his brown shirts.
And the media and the...
Yeah, you're right. Jim, you're right. I don't know what you mean by the Republican Kool-Aid. As you know, I'm an independent, and I carved it out way from the beginning in 1994. When you're a new listener, you don't know that. Others have followed, which is fine. The fact is there's a one-party system, two-card Monty, oligarchy, Democrats, Republicans. I hope you continue listening to the program. KSFO, San Francisco. Eugene, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Well, I think that they're allowing things like the Boston bombing and the other incidences to throw us off, to keep, you know, the U.S.-American population.
So you're saying even though the NSA spooks knew that the Tsarnaev brothers were planning to plant bombs, they let them go ahead with it in order to have a low-level attack in order to justify their agencies? Is that sort of what you're saying?
Yeah, and to keep us, the true citizens, like, destabilized. You know, that we're thinking, oh, what's going on?
Well, they wouldn't be the first, evildoers to do that to a population.
Well, I think so, and they're just kind of a low-level thing, Michael. You know, nothing big.
Nothing big yet, like a dirty bomb in the middle of a, God forbid, a city. No, nothing big.
And also, my question is, you know, so Obama's like the puppet at the end of the strings, you know, like Don Vito Corleone. He says he doesn't want to be the puppet dancing on the end of the strings. So who's, you know, pulling Obama's strings? You know, what
if the man gets in trouble, as he is, hey, he's in very deep trouble with his core, which is the far left. That's the only reason he gave this speech today. He didn't give this speech to assuage conservatives or even moderates. He gave it because the far left is biting at his heels, screaming, you can't do this to us. And remember why. The far left has much more to fear than conservative family value oriented people. The far left engages in things they don't want anyone to know about. It's their privacy, drugs, sex, rock and roll, you name it. They're the ones who are most paranoid about government invasion of privacy. So they're the ones screaming at him, you can't do this, you can't do it. So he is trying to appease them. So what does he do to assuage them? An hour later he comes out and says he's appointing a Soros hitman, Mr. Podesta, to be the inspector general of the spying. So it tells you who's running the show, doesn't it?
Exactly, Michael. You kind of connected them together in a kind of a mess.
All right, so Soros is running the world.
Right.
This 80-some-odd-year-old trillionaire, for whom there's no limits to power or money, is really running the United States government.
You also said,
I mean, you could pretty much assume that.
Yes.
He visited the White House 36 times before the election, and you'll notice he hasn't been noted to go into the White House recently. He doesn't have to go there anymore, does he?
No, he may be too hot to go in there anyway.
There you go. So that's the story. He's enjoying his new young wife, his 30-year-old wife, and all the money in the world. And he may be running the world. I mean, there were other people before him who had that much power, and it never leads to anything good. I think of the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds, one of the Rothschilds, the great banking family, wrote one of the early ones, don't give me control of a country, give me control of their currency and I'll control the country. Something like that. Give me control of the currency and I'll control the nation. Well, right now, China controls our currency, doesn't it? So they control our nation. And who is it who's deeply involved in currency trading? Why, none other than George Soros. He made his money trading currency. He's such a smart boy. Oh, is he smart. Oh, with a cup like his. Oh. Parents must be so proud of this man, what he's done for the world. He almost bankrupted the British currency by betting against the pound. What could be better? He bet against the Malaysian currency 20 years ago and almost bankrupted Malaysia, and it incited vast, vast torrents of anti-Semitism because of it. But don't worry, it's all very good. It goes for good causes. We give plenty of money to the American Progress, ACLU. Don't worry, it's for good. We do good. There's a banking scoundrel here in the Bay Area just like that on a small scale. He owned a small SNL, savings and loan. He built it up, took out billions in mortgages. It was sold it off just before the crash in 08. He got $26 billion for the savings and loan. He palmed it off to a bank that went bankrupt. He and his wife took out several billion dollars of their own. They are now the single biggest donors to the ACLU and all of the left-wing groups that are destroying America's freedoms. Did he go to jail for what he did? Selling a fraudulent bank to a bank and making them go bankrupt? No. Why? Because he bought friends. How did he buy friends with his money? He gave them money. That's why there's no watchdogs anymore. They've all been bought off. There's no longer an independent counsel to investigate that banking slime here in the Bay Area. I think he's still living. Oh, there's plenty of monuments to him, by the way. His name is seen everywhere. Oh, yes, him and his family, they support all sorts of religious institutions, environmental groups, downtrodden groups, uptrodden groups, uppity groups, downity groups, snotty groups, unsnotty groups. He supports them all. And they're all his friend. That's why there's no investigation of the banking shyster who made several billion dollars selling a bunch of rotten mortgages along with his rotten bank, to a bigger bank that went bankrupt. And you wonder who the real criminals are. Half the prisoners in jail are not the real criminals, by the way, says Robin Hood. 855-407-282. It's the Savage Nation. Let's go to KSFO. Charles, fire away on some other topic. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, I just wanted to thank you because with your comment in regards to the drought and the Mediterranean climate in California, you introduced clarity and logic, which is needed because we have so many environmental global warming nut jobs out there.
Oh, yeah, they're convinced that this dry spell is a result of global warming, even though there's a wet spell over most of the earth. They don't know about what happens west of Sacramento. I mean, east of Sacramento. Their minds don't go beyond Sacramento. They're as dumb as, and as provincial as the people who don't look outside their own village. Most Californians are fundamentally villagers. They don't even know what goes on outside their own little city, so they assume it's global warming.
Okay.
It's a Mediterranean climate, so you must know what that means, I guess.
Oh, yes, and I'm 55 years old. I was born and raised here, so to take everybody in the nation down memory lane, back in the late 1970s, around 1978, we had a drought that was so bad, they were literally telling you that basically if you used your restroom facilities and it was a number one, don't flush it after about 7 or 8 years.
Oh, I remember living through those ages. It was horrible. There are still people who don't flush with number one. I almost puke from it when I go into a public bathroom.
Oh, yeah. But what was interesting, now you go to the early 80s, about 81, 82, we had so much rain when you were coming down off of the Grapevine, and for your national listeners, that's the mountain range that separates the Southern California, Los Angeles area from the Central Valley. Between LA.
Yeah, I've gotten caught in blizzards on the Grapevine. It's a pretty ferocious road.
And when you came down the hill in 1981, 82, the Central Valley was so flooded, it looked like an ocean with Highway 99, the bridge.
So before we go, Charles, do you suspect, as I do, that we'll get deluged in February, or if we don't, that Mother Nature will correct herself next year?
If we don't, it'll either be next year or the year after, but it's going to...
There you go. There you go. But Governor Brown will not miss this opportunity or this crisis to impose further restrictions on the evil internal combustion engine. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN. The only gold company Michael Savage trusts.
But also because nothing in that initial review and nothing that I've learned since indicated that our intelligence community has sought to violate the law or is cavalier about the civil liberties of their fellow citizens.
That's a complete fabrication. They're doing everything upside down. 90% of the data collected is on American citizens who are guilty of nothing, when it was supposed to be 90% on foreigners trying to harm us. It's a reversal of reality. Moreover, it's eerie because Maxine Waters, and you know who she is, how creepy she is. Maxine Waters was a laughingstock until Obama became as powerful as he is. And now this laughingstock is coming out of the closet, so to speak, as the individual underneath that laughingstock. And she told Roland Martin the following. Maxine Waters said the president has put in place an organization with the kind of database that no one has ever seen before in life. That's going to be very, very powerful, Waters said. That database will have information about everything, on every individual, on ways that it's never been done before, and whoever runs for president on the Democratic ticket has to deal with that. They're going to go down with that database and the concerns of those people because they can't get around it. And he's, meaning Obama, has been very smart. It's very powerful what he's leaving in place. Close quote. So even Maxine Waters was stumbling around trying to tell you that this total and absolute power that has seeped into the president's Oval Office has gotten totally out of control and is being used basically to control the citizenry, in plain English. It's as simple as that. Can I say it's exactly like East Germany was? No. Can I say like it's the ex-Soviet Union? No. But there's a hybrid emerging that is extremely troublesome. And this hybrid is not of America. It's a hybrid that reflects the worst of the ex-Soviet Union in terms of its view of the citizens, the worst of the Eastern Bloc before the fall of the wall is emerging right here before your eyes, and you are going to be affected by it, my dear friend. Even if you're a dues-paying ACLU left-wing fanatic, you will pay for your sins. You have wrought this. You have sowed the wind with your insanity, and you're screaming about diversity, and you're screaming about affirmative action. We were told that when a person of color took office, we'd have a better nation, a fairer nation, a nation we could trust better, a man who was sensitive to the needs of people. Is that right? Is that what you have? Can we say these things? I just said it. How is it that a man of color, who should be more sensitive to what the enslavement of a people means, now exceeds the worst of the worst in terms of what he's doing to the citizenry? How is it possible? It's possible for many reasons. It's because there is no opposition party to speak of. There is no press anymore, either because they got data on all of those so-called journalists, or they never were worth anything to begin with, or they've taken jobs in the White House the way it was done in other dictatorships in order to triangulate them. We no longer have a fourth estate, we have a fifth column. I try to explain that many times on the show. Maybe I should do it again. I said it. It was original to my show. The fourth estate has become the fifth column. The fourth estate, in simple terms, is the press, meaning the media. Its job, to act as a watchdog, not a lapdog. You honestly tell me that the press is acting as a watchdog or as a lapdog? Don't call me on it. It's an obvious question that even a seventh grader can understand and come up with an answer for. No, we're in very serious trouble because there is no opposition party to speak of and no press to speak of. It's the people versus the government. And the government is surrounded by, is one man surrounded by four horses. And I keep repeating, the NSA failed to prevent the Fort Hood shooting, the Boston bombers, the underwear bomber, they failed to detect the New York City Times Square bomber. They didn't do any of this. Why? Well, first of all of them were conducted by Muslims. They were conducted by Muslims. And by the way, the latter two, the underwear bomber and the New York City Times Square bombers, failed. Do you know why these attempts failed? Not because of the NSA. They failed because of local police. So which side is the National Security Agency on?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. The Democrats are now finished as champions of civil liberties. They are liars. They have created a total police state. And whatever domestic monitoring may have begun under Bush has increased by an order of several magnitudes. There is no credibility whatsoever. He said the NSA will change. Liar. He says you can keep your insurance. Liar. He said you can keep your doctor. Liar. He said he had nothing to do with Benghazi. Liar. He says he's not in favor of amnesty. Liar. He said he didn't use the IRS to persecute people. Liar. He said that they had nothing to do with Fast and Furious. Liar. He said that there is global warming caused by man. Liar. Shall I go down the list? I mean, there's 100 different things that he has said that are pure lies. It's brought to you not by Obama, but by the party of liars, the Democrats. They're corrupt and they're evil. And now they've turned this into a police state. Did Obama convince you the government is your friend? Do you believe Obama will really defend your personal privacy? What do you most fear about government spying? What is it that you really fear? Phone number 855-407-282. I want to go for a moment to show you where this is going to lead. I received an interesting book entitled Chavez's Legacy, The Transformation from Democracy to a Mafia State by Ari Chaplin. I didn't ask for the book, but it's extremely well written. And there's a few paragraphs that struck me. And here it is. The strong opposition that emerged in Venezuela could not destroy Chavez's mafia state. Chavez was able to establish nearly total control of the mass media and the judicial branch, which functioned to prosecute and terrorize those people that were viewed by the mafia as enemies. And I underline that paragraph because it disturbed me so deeply. The strong opposition that emerged in Venezuela could not destroy Chavez's mafia state, he writes. Chavez was able to establish nearly total control of the mass media. Let's pause right there. We know the New York Times is a complete and wholly owned subsidiary of David Floof's White House. We know that everything Obama does will be painted in a rosy light. as the headline is, Obama's path from critic to defender of spying. And they show that he's actually doing it because he's emerged as an adult now from the time he was just a senator, and he's doing it to protect us from ourselves. That ties right in. Chavez's mafia state, total control of the mass media. And then we learn that Chavez controlled the judicial branch, which functioned to prosecute and terrorize those people that were viewed by the mafia as enemies. Well, using the IRS to prosecute conservative groups would fit into that rather neatly. Using a prosecutor to go after Chris Christie for a rather minor problem, when so many major scandals surround this presidency, would fit the model of using the judicial branch as a tool to prosecute and terrorize those people who are viewed by the mafia as enemies, wouldn't it? Well, he goes on. In countries with democratic traditions such as Venezuela, the mafia came to power lacking a historical project and a clear ideology, and are condemned to survive as long as the leader is in power. While after the death of Stalin, bureaucratic socialism appeared in the Soviet orbit, there does not exist the possibility for the emergence of a bureaucratic Chavism. Now listen to this. On the contrary, the death of the Caudillo brought into the existence mafia, sects whose main objective is not to administer Chavez's legacy, but rather to distribute the country's loot, nothing more. And those sentences resonated with me, because these fake green programs are nothing more than stealing the country's loot. And that's only the beginning. The one sector of our economy that is booming, by the way, is the one sector that did it without the interference of the government. They went around the government, and that's through horizontal drilling or fracking. It is so successful that this nation will in a few years be exporting oil again. It is so successful because the government couldn't stop it. It is so successful because, try as he might, the dictator-in-chief could not stop the fracking, and it's booming. The states in which the fracking is occurring are enjoying a tremendous renaissance, and soon they will be oil-exporting states, and America may be an oil-exporting nation. The economy is booming in those sectors precisely because this leftist in power could not stop them. And that brings us back to why he's stopping the Keystone XL pipeline. Allegedly, it's for the environment, but that's a lie. It's a cover-up. It's simply to make certain that the nation can be looted by those who transport oil on railway cars at much higher prices. I've explained this to you in great detail. It makes no sense whatsoever. It's been blocked since this leftist fraud took power. It's been blocked despite the fact that the oil is now going to be shipped from Alberta, from the tar sands of Alberta, to Vancouver and sent to China. That's what your president is about to do to you. He's going to take oil that should be going here to lower our heating costs, our driving costs, our energy costs in general, and he's going to permit the Canadians to sell it to China. Why? Not because he cares about the environment. He flies at Air Force One and he cares about the environment. He sends a dog and an Osprey helicopter to Martha's Vineyard because he cares about the environment. He has 500 cars and an entourage wherever he goes because he cares about the environment. Yeah, do as I do, not as I say. I get it. But the fact of the matter is, no, it has nothing to do with the environment. The Keystone XL pipeline has been blocked by this administration for one reason only, in my estimation, and that's to make certain that the highest price possible is paid to send the oil from Alberta down to our refineries by railway car. You put two and two together. Do you think the Islamofascists have won? We now live in a state of fear, of government spying, of overwhelming government power in the name of security. Have they won? Or do you feel safer under Obama's spying state? I would ask only one simple question. If they're using spying only against those who would harm us, how did they get away with the Boston Marathon bombing? They knew who the Tsarnaev brothers were. They've been watching them for 2 or 3 years, and yet they were able to plant the bombs and detonate the bombs at the Boston bombing. How's that possible? If the NSA is so effective and so important to protect us from people like that, why were they able to get away with the Boston Marathon bombing? It's a commonsensical question. Anyone would ask that. Yeah, it makes sense. How come? The answer is because, well, okay, let's see. They wanted them to bomb? No. They weren't going to stop them because they were Muslims? Possibly. They were intimidated to stop them because they were Muslims, because they were afraid of the new affirmative action training being imposed upon them by the Obama administration under the advice of the CAIR group? Possibly. See, there's a lot of possibilities here. None of them are good. So I support the ACLU. I support the leftists in this case. I think you need to make this man understand that he's endangering all of us. For many years, I've noticed that freedom in America means selecting a green shirt or a blue shirt, dyeing your hair green or yellow, putting a nose ring in or an earring, whether you want to smoke marijuana or smoke crack cocaine. Those are the freedoms that we get. Whether you want to act in one way or another, those are the freedoms that we get. What color car we can buy, what color refrigerator we can buy, what color pants we can buy, what kind of color we can dye our hair. Those are the freedoms that the people seem to think that they have. 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. UN Climate Chief says communism is the best way to fight warming. Chris Christie's team is accused of a mafia-esque rule over New Jersey. Notice that he was the only potential challenger to the Clinton machine and what they're doing to him. Do you understand the mafia-like state that we're living in? Anyone, even a moderate Republican who stands up and has a chance to take the country back from the radical socialist left, even the most moderate, even someone who cooperated with them, they will rip to shreds. Because absolute power knows one thing and one thing only. And never forget Lord Acton. Lord Acton's writings. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. You're living it, boys and girls. Here is a response to the president's speech today in the National Journal. And what he said was, this is a former CIA operative, according to the email that he sent to the National Journal. He said, I was old school, Cold War CIA spook. Before Bill Clinton and Bush Jr., the NSA take was never shared outside the intel community. Now the majority of people analyzing NSA data are federal law enforcement to go after taxpayers, drug dealers, pedophiles, and kiddie pornsters. Alleged environmental regulation cheaters and political profiling and targeting of political enemies. The fact is that the NSA is drowning in data, which means they lose focus on their real mission, which is finding foreign spies, assassins, saboteurs, stateless terrorists, and our American citizens who are traitors. They have lost focus. 90% of their database, according to Snowden briefing, leaks so far, is targeting American citizens. It should be 90% targeting foreigners. That alone is prima facie evidence that they have lost focus on their real mission. The original NSA mission is vital in a lawless world where we are surrounded by inimical socialist and dictatorial nations. But it is not a license to pillage American citizens' civil rights. We are now the socialist, progressive, inimical nation state that treats their citizens as vassals. Prior to Bill Clinton's presidency, the IC did share a small amount of take with law enforcement officers, but that was rare and almost always unofficial. In my experience, it occurred only when a field op swept up a local serial killer or pedophile while going after a specific foreign intelligence services person. They never allowed local foreign law enforcement to rummage through NSA databases or task NSA assets, because what the NSA-IC does on American soil, targeting entire swaths of American citizens, sweeping up the fish in a large net, is corrosive and destructive to the rule of law. Sharing this data with local police and the political class, who are amoral, narcissistic psychopaths, is a crime against the people. This alone makes this a police state operation. That was written by a former CIA operative to the National Journal article on Obama's lies today. The fact of the matter is nobody believes any of this. We're in very bad shape. And the one question that comes up in my mind over and over again, which is that all of this data collection is supposed to protect us and make us safer from Islamofascists. I ask one question. How did you not prevent the Boston bombing? Why did you not prevent the Fort Hood shooting? Nidal Hassan was signaling he was going to kill. You didn't stop him. The Sarnoff brothers in Boston were signaling what they were going to do. You didn't stop them. The underwear bomber, you didn't stop him. You failed to detect the New York City Times Square bomber. They're all Muslims. The fact of the matter is our security is in the hands of a clueless Inspector Clouseau. The billions of records recorded and stored have no business being in the hands of these doofuses. God forbid they are not stopped. The Fourth Amendment protects you against unlawful search and seizure, not just search. I want to repeat that. Obama is a liar. The Fourth Amendment protects all of us against unlawful search and seizure, not just search. Even collecting these records is fundamentally illegal. This is about as basic an illegality as you can find. There are many things that they do that can be interpreted in various ways. But this goes against the direct wording of our Fourth Amendment, and yet people are appeased by this silk-smooth liar saying he's going to rein things in. This is not right. This is all wrong. The president is all wrong. The NSA is all wrong. The government is all wrong. It's all lying. And I'll ask you again. Did Obama convince you the government is your friend? Do you believe Obama will really defend your personal privacy? What do you most fear about government control or spying? This is the Savage Nation. It's one man's opinion. I'm an American citizen. I have a right to my protections. This government is not protecting me. It's scaring me. When the citizens of a nation become the enemy of the government, it's time for you to understand that your government is not your government. They are a government not of the people, by the people, and of the people. They are a government against the people. Against the people. They're not a government of the people. When are you going to wake up?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Well, we're moving into the last bit of the best part of the day, which is the end of the third hour on the Savage Nation for today, Friday, January 17th, 2014. Of course, the big story is President Obama's speech on reforming the NSA. You really believe it? You actually think he's going to reform the NSA? I feel warm and fuzzy from the president's speech. You know, I really was concerned about all this spying. After all, I'm an American, and I value my privacy. But the president made me feel better today. He really did. Because he told us it's our friends and neighbors who work for the NSA. That's not a bad thing, is it? They're Americans, too. And they have children, and they go to soccer games. So I feel better. I'm not worried about these pesky secret courts deciding behind closed doors whether or not any of this stuff is actually legal. The president promised me that he'll look into it. By the way, in East Germany, it was friends and neighbors who spied on friends and neighbors. In Russia, it was friends and neighbors who spied on and killed their neighbors. Believe me, anyone who reads your emails and spies on you is not your friend. And please don't call a guy peeking through your curtains at your daughter as she undresses a neighbor. You'd call him a pervert, which is that's what I would call these NSA spooks. This president lost all credibility long ago. He's a tyrant. That's why I wrote Trickle Down Tyranny. He's building a larger tyrannical regime. The NSA needs to be curtailed completely. Trials need to be held on those spying on us. What else is in the news? Are you ready for what else is in the news on michaelsavage.com? The top nuke negotiator for Iran said the deal is reversible in one day. They could do whatever they want. He said they could return to 20% enrichment in less than one day. So we're hearing two different stories on this deal. Who do you believe, Iran or John Kerry? Another big story. U.S. and Mexico could be connected by a multi-billion-dollar high-speed train within 4 years, taking passengers and freight from San Antonio to Monterey. Notice that I say freight. Hey, if you want more gangs, they've got to come in faster, you see. How better to bring in contraband? High-speed train, not to nowhere, but from somewhere to somewhere. Clinton aide says Benghazi and 2016 aren't linked. Yeah, keep on dreaming. What else is in the news on the Savage Nation? Well, we have so much for you, it's hard for me to summarize. All I can tell you is this. Let's go to michaelsavage.com per se, my website, before we close out the day because the train's going to come any minute. Even the UN admits warming is a backdoor to socialism. Duh. America's spies want Edward Snowden dead. A Japanese soldier who refused to surrender after World War II and spent 29 years in the jungle has died. Woo. You talk about tenacity. I want to know what he lived on and what he ate. I want to eat those roots. Iran takes a global victory lap. Latino population to surpass whites in California in 2 months. Well, anchor babies away. Anchor babies away, my friend. Anchor babies away. It's so good living in once America. It's so good living under Jerry Brown. Because look, it's Latinos who put him in power, and it's Latinos are going to keep him in power. What does he need us pesky whites for? If you want to see how the third world treats animals, look at the bulls being tortured by the sacred Indians. They're torturing these poor animals. Oh, and how about your good friend George Lucas of Star Wars fame? He just dumped the United States, threw out his workers, and moved his studio to Singapore. Another great Obama supporter. George Lucas, shame on you. But men like you never had any shame. That's why you worked in the sewer pipe of Hollywood. At least it's one man's opinion. Read michaelsavage.com. Uh-oh, here comes the train.
Savage.